ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। I'll read the Sanskrit myself, and then we'll read the translation.
然后我们再来读这个译文。Dharma
projita kaita votra paramo nimat saranam satam vejyam vastavam atravastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Shrimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimva Paraishvara Sadyo Hridya Varudyate Trakatibi Shushushabhis Tatkshanat. Translation. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart.
译文：这部国家梵网誓书剔除所有怀着物质动机从事的宗教活动，呈现只有心地纯洁的奉献者才能理解的最高真理。 最高真理是有别于错觉幻象的真实，可以造福众生。这样的真理根除三种苦。这部优美的《博伽瓦坛》由伟大的圣人韦亚萨德夫在其成熟期编纂，本身已经足以使读者对神有充分的认识。 因此，还有什么必要读其他的经典呢？人一旦聚精会神、谦恭顺从地聆听《博伽瓦坛》，至尊主就会因这知识的培养而永驻他心间。
Report. Religion includes four primary subjects, namely pious activities, economic development, satisfaction of the senses, and finally liberation from material bondage.
要指宗教包括虔诚活动、经济发展、感官享乐和最终摆脱物质束缚这四项主要内容。
Irreligious life is a barbarous condition.
非宗教生活是一种野蛮的状态。
Indeed, human life begins when religion begins.
事实上，宗教的开始才是人类生活的开始。
Eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating are the four principles of animal life.
吃、睡、恐惧和交配。 是动物生活的四项原则。
These are common both to animals and to human beings.
这些是动物和人类共有的活动。
But religion is the extra function of the human being.
然而，宗教是人类特有的。
Without religion, human life is no better than animal life.
没有宗教，人类生活就不比动物生活强。
Therefore, in human societies, there is some form of religion which aims at self-realization and which makes reference to man's eternal relationship with God.
正因为如此，人类社会中才会有目标是觉悟自我，并使人了解与神的永恒关系的宗教形式。
In the lower stages of human civilization, there is always competition to lord it over the material nature, or in other words, there is continuous rivalry to satisfy the senses.
在人类文明的低级阶段，总有着要主宰物质自然的倾向。换句话说，也就是为满足感官而相互竞争的倾向。
Driven by such consciousness,Man turns to religion.
受这种意识驱使，人便转向宗教。
He thus performs pious activities or religious functions in order to gain something material.
开始从事虔诚的活动，为了得到一些物质利益而从事宗教活动。
But if such material gains are obtainable in other ways, then so-called religion is neglected.
但如果用其他方式就能得到这些物质利益，那些所谓的宗教就会被弃置一旁。
This is the situation in modern civilization.
这就是现代文明的状况。
Man is thriving economically, so at present he is not very interested in religion.
人在经济富裕时，就不会对宗教很有兴趣。
Churches, mosques, or temples are now practically vacant.
教堂、清真寺或神庙现在几乎都是空的。
Men are more interested in factories, shops, and cinemas than in religious places which were erected by their forefathers.
人们对工厂、商店和电影院比对他们的祖先建立的宗教场所更感兴趣。
This practically proves that religion is performed for some economic gains.
这实际上证明从事宗教活动是为了经济所得。
Economic gains are needed for sense gratification.
而感官享乐需要经济收入。
Often when one is baffled in the pursuit of sense gratification, he takes to salvation and tries to become one with the Supreme Lord.
当人追求感官享乐受到挫折时，他就会追求解脱，试图变得与神一样。
Consequently, all these states are simply different types of sense gratification.
因此，所有这些活动都只不过是在追求不同种类的感官享乐。
In the Vedas, the above mentioned four activities are prescribed in the regulative way.So there will not be any undue competition for sense gratification.
韦达经中规定，以规范的方式从事上述四项活动，以使人们不会为感官享乐而过度竞争。
But Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all these sense gratificatory activities.
但圣典博迦瓦坛超越所有这些感官享乐活动。
It is purely transcendental literature, which can be understood only by the pure devotees of the Lord who are transcendental to competitive sense gratification.
它是纯粹超然的文献，只有超越为感官享乐而竞争的至尊主纯粹的奉献者才能理解。
In the material world, there is keen competition between animal and animal, man and man, community and community, nation and nation.
在物质世界里，动物与动物之间，人与人之间，社团与社团之间，国家与国家之间，存在着激烈的竞争。
But the devotees of the Lord rise above such competitions.
但至尊主的奉献者超越这样的竞争。
They do not compete with the materialists because they are on the path back to Godhead where life is eternal and blissful.
他们不与物质主义者竞争，因为他们正走在回归守神的路上， 将在他身边与他一起过永恒极乐的生活。
Such transcendentalists are non-envious and pure in heart.
这样的超然主义者不嫉妒，心地纯洁。
In the material world, everyone is envious of everyone else, and therefore there is competition.
在物质世界里，生物体彼此之间都相互嫉妒，因此才有竞争。
But the transcendental devotees of the Lord are not only free from material envy, but are well wishers to everyone, and they strive to establish a competitionless society with God in the center.
在至尊主超然的奉献者，不仅没有物质的嫉妒，而且还是众生的祝愿者。他们为建立一个以神为中心的没有竞争的社会而努力。
The contemporary socialist's conception of a competitionless society is artificial because in the socialist state, there is competition for the post of dictator.
现代社会主义者所构想的无竞争社会的概念是人为造作、不切实际的，因为在社会主义国家里有对独裁者一直的竞争。
From the point of view of the Vedas or from the point of view of common human activities, sense gratification is the basis of material life.
从伟达经的观点或普通人类活动的角度看，感官享乐是物质生活的基础。
There are three paths mentioned in the Vedas.
伟达经中谈到三种途径。
One involves fruitive activities to gain promotion to better planets.
一种是为了升入更好的星球而忙于功利性活动。
Another involves worshipping different demigods for promotion to the planets of the demigods. And another involves realizing the absolute truth and his impersonal feature and becoming one with him.
另一种是为了同样的目的升入半神人居住的星球而忙于崇拜不同的半神人，还有一种是专注于认识绝对真理的非人格特征，目的是与他合一。
I feel this I should finish with the next paragraph to make it more complete.
但我觉得我应该把下一个自然段也都读完了，这样的话比较完整。
The impersonal aspect of the absolute truth is not the highest.
绝对真理的非人格特征不是它的最高特征。
Above the impersonal feature is the Paramatma feature, and above this is the personal feature of the absolute truth or Bhagavan.
在它的非人格特征之上是它的超灵形象，而在超灵形象之上的是绝对真理八个万的具有人格特征的形象。
Srimad Bhagavatam gives information about the absolute truth in his personal feature.
圣典博伽瓦坛给出了有关绝对真理个人特征的资讯。
It is higher than impersonalist literatures and higher than the Gyanakanda division of the Vedas.
其中记载的知识高于伟达经的哲学思辨之部中所记载的对绝对真理的非人格特征进行哲学性推测的知识。
It is even higher than the Karmakanda division and even higher than the Upasanakanda division because it recommends the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna.
甚至呢，高于伟达经的功利性活动之部 Karma。Kanda 和崇拜半神人之部 Upasana Kanda 中所记载的知识，因为他推荐人们崇拜至尊人格首神圣主 Krishna。
In the Karma Kanda, there is competition to reach heavenly planets for better sense gratification, and there is similar competition in the Jnana Kanda and the Upasana Kanda.
在伟达经的功利性活动之部中。有为了到天堂星球进行更好的感官享乐而进行的竞争，当然在伟达经的哲学思辨之部和崇拜半神人之部中也有类似的竞争。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is superior to all these because it aims at the supreme truth which is the substance or the root of all categories.
博伽瓦坛中记载的知识高于所有这一切，因为它的目标是至尊真理，各种范畴的实体或根源。
From Srimad Bhagavatam, one can come to know the substance as well as the categories.
从圣典博伽瓦坛中，人可以清楚地了解实体与范畴。
The substance is the absolute truth, the Supreme Lord, and all emanations are relative forms of energy.
实体是绝对真理，至尊主，而它发散出的一切，包括众生，都是能量的相对形式。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pasta Chadesa Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakti Vrinda Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
So, this verse explains the superiority of the message coming from Srimad Bhagavatam.
这节诗呢就讲到了圣典博伽瓦坛内的所有的信息是从更高的源头来的。
It is described as superior because Srimad Bhagavatam connects us to the ultimate reality which you read about probably this morning in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那之所以说是至高的啊，是因为就是圣典博伽瓦坛里头这个信息是帮助我们把我们跟这个今天早上的第一节诗里面的那个至尊的源头能够连接起来。
The Srimad Bhagavatam it explains Vedanti Tat Tat Vid Vidas Tat Vam Yajgyanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabyute that learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth they call this non-dual substance Brahman Paramatma and Bhagavan
所以说呢刚才的这个经文里就说了那些个真正有学问的人把这个实体称为梵超灵和巴格万至尊人格首身
These are all considered to be the absolute truth
所有这个三个方面都被视为是绝对真理。
But there are three phases of understanding of the absolute truth.
但是呢，这个是了解绝对真理的三个方面。
The Brahman is the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth.
梵光实际上是至尊绝对真理的非人格特征的展现。
By which the Supreme Lord pervades this entire creation through his different energies.
那么透过这个非人格特征的这个梵光的展现，至尊主呢就把他自己的这个能力量遍布于整个的创造的每一个角落。
Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that by me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》里就说了，透过我的这种非人格不被察觉的这样的一种特征的展现，
By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded.
整个的这个宇宙被展示出来，被维系。
In other words, Krishna explains how he manifests himself through his different energies.
所以换句话说呢 ，Krishna 带给我们解释，他是怎么透过这个他的不同的能量来展现自己的。
Whenever we speak of energy, there must be an energetic source.
也就是说，每当我们谈到能量的时候，我们要知道它一定能量是有那个来源的。
Just like here in India, you experience the sun's energies.
就像在这个印度这个地方，我们感受到了那太阳的那个能量。
You feel the heat, you see the sunlight.
你当你感受到特别热的时候，你看到了一个光。 阳光。
So the heat and sunlight has a source, the sun.
而这个光、阳光和热，它是有来源的。
And both the sunlight and heat are aspects of the sun.
那实际上，不管是阳光还是这个热，都是太阳发散出来的。
But the sun is its origin.
但是呢，那个太阳是那个源头、原本。
So in the same way, Krishna pervades this entire manifestation by his different energies, and he can be perceived through his different energies.
所以呢，以这样同样的方式 ，Krishna 呢，透过他的不同的能量啊，来展现他自己。我们透过他的这些个能量的展现，能够去感知到他的存在。
And to experience his energies, to see them connected to the Supreme.Is the proper understanding of those energies.
而当我们能够看到所有的能量都是跟那个至尊的源头是连在一起的，这个是我们对于能量的正确的认识。
Because the energies could not exist without the energetic source.
因为如果没有能量发出的那个源头的话，能量是不存在的。
So the Brahman feature is one aspect of the absolute truth.
那么泛光，这实际上是绝对真理的其中的一个方面的展现。
And he pervades this entire creation through his energies.
他实际上就透过这样的一种泛光的这个能量的展现，遍布整个的宇宙展示。
A higher understanding of the absolute truth is Paramatma.
那么对于绝对真理的更高一阶的认识呢，是 Paramatma， 是超灵。
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdyate. Brahmeti is his Brahman feature.
所以说刚才在这节诗里，那个 Brahmeti 的意思，指的就是至尊主的超灵的这样的特征。
And Paramatma is the next phase.
那 Paramatma 是的另外一个部分。
That is, he pervades this entire creation through.As the Paramatma or the Super Soul within everything.
实际上呢，这个至尊人他所扩展出来的那个超灵，遍布所有的事物当中。
As the Super Soul, he is manifest in the heart of all created beings.
在这个超灵，它遍布所有被创造的生物体之内。
And a higher understanding of the Supreme is to come to understand the existence of the.Supreme in the heart as super soul.
所以呢，对于至尊绝对真理的更高一阶的认识，就是能够认识到至尊主呢扩展的超灵处在每个生物体的心中。
But the super soul is also an expansion coming from the supreme.
但实际上，超灵也是至尊者扩展出来的。
And the ultimate understanding is the original source of everything.
那么。最终最高的那个对于绝对真理的认识，就是它是所有一切的源头。
You read about that this morning, Jnanmanasya.
今天早上我们读的第一节诗里头就讲了，它是所有一切的原因的起因。
How the source of everything is actually ultimately coming from a person.
而且呢，所有这一切到最后是从一个人那里来的。
That is called Bhagavan.
这个就是八个万至尊人格守神的概念。
Srila Prabhupada gives a simple analogy to help us understand this conception of the absolute.
所以呢，圣帕布帕德呢，就是给了我们这些个如何去了解绝对真理的这些个方方面面的比喻。
Sometimes
tired. Stop.
You must be tired. I'm trying to speak very slowly.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Because I know you must be tired.
Yes. 我跟他说，我有时候我太累了，我会宕机。所以他说，对，我看你，就我知道你太累了，所以我故意说的特别慢。我说谢谢你。
Usually I speak very fast.
他一般情况我说挺快。
He gives the example of the train.
那他给了我们一个很好的比喻，就是什么呢？就是火车的例子。
Very simple analogy.
这是一个非常非常简单的一个例子啊。
And he gives the example of three men in the train station who have never seen a train before.
他就举了一个例子，说有三个人站在站台上，这三个人是以前从来没有见过火车的人。
So this is a very exciting moment for all three of them.
这个当然了，这个时刻等待火车的来临，对他们来说是非常激动人心的事情。
You've all seen trains before.
因为他们从来没见过火车。
These men had never seen it.
对，你们都见过火车，这三个人没见过。
So as the train is approaching, they see this big light.
所以说呢，随着这个火车的接近，他们就看到了有一大团强烈的光。
And one man becomes very excited. Oh, look, there's the train.
然后有一个人就特别激动的说，哎呀，你们看，那个就是火车来了。
And then he leaves.
然后他就走了，跑走了。
That was his experience of the train.
这个就是他对火车的一种体会。
Two men remain, and the train comes further, closer to the station.
然后另外两个人留下来了，就等着。结果呢，就让这个火车呢就更近一些，到了这个火车站。
And they see that behind the light there is a form.
然后他们就看到，哦，原来在那个强光的后面是有一个形状的。
The second man is very excited about his experience.
所以呢，第二个男那个人又是对自己的这种体验特别的激动。
And is satisfied by his experience of the train.
而且他已经满足于他看到的这个就是火车了。
And he leaves.
然后他也走了。
But the third man, who is intelligent, waits for the train to come to the station.
但是第三个人呢，他非常的有智慧，所以一直等到火车停靠在站台上。
He has seen the light.
他看到了光。
Which is also part of the train.
这是不是火车的一部分啊？
He's seen the form.
他也看到了整个那个火车的形状。
Which is also part of the train.
这也是火车的一部分。
But he sees not, then he sees the whole train.
然后他看到了整列的火车。
And he enters into the train.
而且不仅如此，他还进入了火车的车厢。
And he experiences the variety of experiences that are there within the train itself.
所以呢，他还看到了这个火车里面的那个状况是什么样子，他都感受到了。
So all these understandings are understandings of the train.
那么这三种对于火车的理解都是对都是对火车的理解。
But the third man's understanding is the most complete.
但是呢，都对，可是第三个人的是最完整的。
In the same way, to understand the existence of the Supreme Absolute through his different energies is one aspect. Of the Supreme.
所以同样的道理，当我们了解到这个至尊源头发出来的是一个能量，这也是对于至尊者的一种了解。
To understand the manifestation of the Supreme, who is super soul in the heart of the living entity.
对于就是说至尊主扩展出来的超灵，处在众生心中的超灵的这种了解，也是一种理解。
Is more complete.
这个比那个。光是能量的了解要完整。
And as super soul, it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita.
而这个博伽梵歌里头解释了超灵。
The super soul's function as super soul is called Upadrashta and Anumanta.
所以说呢，这个超灵被称为Upadrashta
and Anumanta.
Anumanta.
Which means that he is the witness and he gives sanction.
这说的是什么呢？他见证着一切，他批准着一切。
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hiri sanavishto matak smiti jnanam bohanam cha. I am seated within everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge,And forgetfulness.
所以说博伽Krishna 在博伽梵歌里就说了，我处在众生的心中，记忆、知识和遗忘都来自我。
So as the super soul, which is another manifestation of the Supreme Absolute Truth, he witnesses everything from within the heart of every living being.
那么超灵呢，是至尊人的 局部区域的展示啊，它处在众生的心中，它见证着每一个人内心的想法。
The Upanishads give the example of two birds sitting in a tree.
所以呢，奥义书里头曾经就做了一个，举了一个例子，举的是一棵树上的两只鸟。
One bird is sitting in the tree, eating the fruits from the tree.
一只鸟呢，在这个树上就是到处跳来跳去，吃着树上的果实。
And the other bird is sitting and witnessing.
而另外一只鸟呢，就一直坐在边上，一直在看着。
So Paramatma is the witness.
所以 Paramatma 超灵，它实际上是见证者。
And Paramatma, being all pervasive, is situated at the heart of all living beings.
而这个至尊灵魂，它处在众生的心中，它见证着所有的一切和内心的想法。
Paramatma knows everything.About the soul within the heart.
所以实际上这个 Paramatma 至尊灵魂知道每一个处在心中的那个灵魂，每一个灵魂的想法。
When the Paramatma witness, it not only witnesses the activities of the soul.
也就是说，这个超灵它不仅仅是见证着每一个个体灵魂的行为。
But Paramatma also witnesses the desires.Of the soul.
他还见证着每一个灵魂的内心的愿望。
And the example is given just like a person can understand the fragrance of a flower by being close to the flower.
这个呢也是经典举的一个例子，你靠近了那个花朵，你就能够闻到花的芳香。
In the same way, the Paramatma can understand the desire in the heart of every living being.
同样的道理呢，处在众生心中的超灵，明白每一个个体生物内心的想法。
And because the living being is not completely independent.
而且由于呢，这个生物它不是完全独立自主的。
The supreme being is, as you read in the verse this morning, is Svarat.He is independent.
我们读的今天早上读的第一节诗说的至尊灵魂，他是独立自主的。
In being independent, he can do whatever he wishes.
那作为一个完全独立的人，他可以做他想做的一切。
But the living being, the individual soul, is not completely independent.
但是呢，就是作为个体灵魂他不是完全独立自主的。
He cannot fulfill his desires unless Paramatma gives sanction.
他除非超灵至尊灵魂批准，否则他根本就实现不了自己内心的愿望。
So it is Paramatma who witnesses the desires of all living beings.
所以实际上是超灵，是至尊灵魂在见证着我们每一个灵魂，个体灵魂的愿望。
Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
就像 Krishna 在佛家梵歌当中对 Arjuna 说，
Many many births both you and I have had.I can remember all of them, but you can't.
他就说了，就是我们两个人都经历了无数个生世，我都记得，你都记不得。
He's explaining that when the living entity changes his body from one birth to the next, he forgets everything from his previous life.
所以他解释就是说，当他从一个身体转换到另外一个身体的时候，他就完全忘了他在前一个身体里面的一切。
But the Lord, as super soul, doesn't forget.
但是至尊主他作为那个至尊灵魂，他什么都不忘。
Because he's witness.
因为他一直始终是一个见证者，监督者。
And he gives sanction. Oh yes, everything you want to do in your previous life, okay, you have my blessings. You can do in your next life.
而且他是一个批准者有时候我们都忘了自己的愿望，但是他就知道，他说你在上一辈子里头你想要满足什么愿望，好的，现在我批准你了，你可以去满足那个愿望。
And as super soul, he assists in fashioning another body in one's next life by which one can actually enjoy everything unfulfilled from one's previous life.
所以作为这个超灵他本身甚至可以就是为了满足这个灵魂在前一世没有满足的那些个愿望，他可以 OK 批准他下一个身体是什么样的。
That is another aspect of the supreme absolute truth is Paramatma.
这个是至尊灵魂的另外一个特征。
But Paramatma He simply witnesses and gives sanction.
所以他刚才前面一个讲了梵光，一个讲了超灵，但是他现在就解说超灵他做什么，他只是做的是见证和批准的事情。
The higher understanding of the absolute truth.
对于绝对真理的最高的认识是什么呢？
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdite is Bhagavan.
实际上是对于至尊绝对真理的是巴格万，至尊人格守神的认识。
And Bhagavan is Krishna, who is the original source of everything.
至尊主，至尊人格守神 Krishna, 他是所有一切的源头。
From him come unlimited living entities.
所有数不胜数的生物都是从他那儿来的。
From him comes this entire cosmic manifestation.
整个的无数的宇宙展示都是从他那儿来的。
From him comes all these different expansions of him, such as super soul.
那么从他那里又有了无数无数的扩展，包括超灵的扩展。
And the expansions of him which are take part in the process of creation of this entire cosmic manifestation.
还有呢，从他的扩展来的那个扩展，他们负责了整个的宇宙的创造、维系和毁灭。
Everything is emanating from him.
所以所有的一切都是从他那里流演出来的。
But the Bhagavan feature of the absolute.
但是这个绝对真理的至尊人格守神特征 Bhagavan.
Is it that even though everything emanates from him?
他的特征是什么？就是尽管一切都是从他那里来的。
He always remains complete and independent from them.
但是呢，他还是一直保持着是独立自主的完整的自己。
It is inconceivable.
这个简直就是不可思议的一件事情。
If we try to understand simply with our limited mental faculties,
如果我们仅仅想透过我们的有限的小脑袋瓜去理解它的话
，It is very difficult to conceive.
这是非常困难的事情。
That is one of the characteristics of Bhagavan.
这个不可思议实际上就是至尊人格守神其中的一个特征。
One of his characteristics is that he has inconceivable potencies.
也就是他的至尊人格守神的那么多众多的特征其中的之一，它就是有着不可思议的力量。
And for those who are accustomed to logic and argument,
对那些个习惯于什么逻辑啦辩论的这些人，
It is very difficult for them to understand the activities of the Supreme.
那么对这种人来说，至尊主、至尊者所从事的一切活动他对他们来说是不可理解的事情。
Because the supreme cannot be understood simply by logic and argument.
因为呢，至尊者这个人物不是仅仅通过我们什么逻辑思辨就能够理解的。
He cannot be understood by mental speculation.
不可能透过我们的心智思辨去理解。
He cannot be understood simply by our intelligence.
不可能仅仅透过我们这个有限的智慧去理解。
He cannot be observed by our blunt material senses.
而且它也不可能就是我们透过我们这种完全近乎于盲目的裸眼就能够看得见、看得见。
He's transcendental.
它是超然的。
And being transcendental means it's beyond our limited sense perception and intelligence to be able to understand it.
所谓超然的意思就是超越了我们有限的感知力和我们有限的思辨这些个能力。
But although he's transcendental, he reveals himself to those who understand the method to understand him.
尽管他是超然的，但是对那些个了解了如何去了解他的方法的那些个人来说，他是可以理解的。
And that is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个就是圣典博迦瓦坛给我们的这些个信息。
The message of Srimad Bhagavatam is it gives the transcendental knowledge of that which cannot.
没电，你履行责任换一下。Give you this.
You need it.
Srimad Bhagavatam gives transcendental knowledge.Of that which cannot be understood by our blunt material.
圣典博迦瓦坛里面给我们的知识，都是用我们这种有限的头脑和 完全盲目的感官所没法感知和思辨的，超出这个范围的内容。
There are three important subjects revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Say it again.
There are three important subjects revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay, 在圣典博迦瓦坛里面谈到了三个主要的主题。
They're called Sambandha.
一个是 Sambandha.
Abhideya.
Abhideya.
And Prayojana.
Prayojana.
Sambandha means to establish our connection with the Supreme.
Sambandha 的意思就是要开始建立我们跟至尊者的关系。
Abhideya means how to act according to that connection.
然后 Abhideya 的意思就是说我们如何根据我们建立的那个关系相应的去行为处事。
And Prayojana is the perfected state of that relationship.
而 Prayojana 的意思就是说到了那种状态下的能够达到的完美的境界是什么。
There is a story given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
所以呢在永恒的柴坦亚经里头专门就有关这几点给了我们一个历史事件。
Of an astrologer whose name was Sarvagya.
有一个占星学家他的名字叫
Sarvagya.Sarva means all and gya means knowledge.
Sarvagya 的意思就是所有的知识的意思。
So there was this poor, very poor man.
有一个特别穷的人。
Who was suffering from being so poor.
他一直因为那么穷他一直在受苦。
And he went to an astrologer to try to determine How did it happen? Why is it I'm like this?
然后他就去找了一个占星学家，想要了解说为什么我老是没完没了的受苦。
Sometimes people do this.
我们是不是有些人经常做这个事情会？
They go to astrologers and say, oh, maybe you can help me get through this phase of my life.
然后我们就去找这个占星学家说，也许你可以帮助我，让我能够从这样的一个不好的一个命运当中走出来。
Tell me what's in store for my future.
你告诉一下，告诉我一下，就是这个预言，就是往前的，我的那个未来是什么？
So this poor man, he went to the astrologer whose name was Sarvagya.
所以呢，这个穷人他就到了那个占星家 Sarvagya 那里。
Sarvagya.
Sarvagya 那里。
And the astrologer Sarvagya, he told this man, he said, oh.Why are you worried?
然后呢，这个占星家就 Sarvagya 就跟这个穷人就说：“你为什么要担心呢？”
Your father was a very wealthy man.
你父亲是一个特别富有的人。
But he left his wealth someplace else.
但是呢，他把他的那个财富留在了某个地方。
So when the poor man heard from the astrologer that he had some wealth someplace else, he immediately made a connection with that wealth.I have some wealth.
所以这个穷人当他听到了这个占星家告诉他说哦，他原来有个特富有的父亲留了一笔财富在什么地方，他马上就跟这个就连接上了，说哦，其实我原来是有钱的，我只不过在什么地方。
He was living in abject poverty, but now I have some wealth somewhere.
然后呢，虽然他过得还是非常穷困潦倒的生活，但是他心里说，我。在某个地方我是有很多财富的。
And it was left for me.
而且是留给我的呀。
He made some connection.
这个时候他就有了一个连接了。
Right. Sambandha.
这就是 Sambandha.
So this is
建立关系。
It's a connection with his wealth.
所以这个就是他跟所谓他的那个财富的一个连接。
Now of course,He wanted to hear more from the astrologer.
那当然了，他还是想听这个占星家给告诉他更多的内容。
So then the astrologer explained to him that if you go to this house and begin digging, you'll be able to find no help, find your wealth.
所以呢，这个占星家就告诉他说了，你要到某一个房子那儿，你开始挖挖挖，你就能够挖出那财宝了。
If you dig on the southern side, though, of the house, you'll be bitten by wasps and drones.
Southern
side of the house.
Southern, what is southern side? Oh, 南方 south.
South.
South, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 所以说，他说，但是呢， 如果你去挖的话，你挖到了那个南方的那个部分的话，你就会被毒蛇给咬到。
Wasps and drones?
What is that? 黄蜂大黄蜂被咬遮住了。
Don't look for it on the south.
所以千万不要到南方那个地方去找。
If you dig on the western side, you'll be disturbed by so many ghosts.
那但是呢，你也不要去往那个西边去挖。如果你去西边挖的话，你会被很多的鬼魂打扰。
If you dig on the northern side, you'll be devoured by a huge, big, black snake.
你如果挖到那个北边的话呢，你会被一条特别大的黑蛇。
But here on the eastern side, if you dig just below the surface, there you will find your treasure.
但是如果你挖东边，你只要稍微挖一点点，你就会发现你的那个宝藏。
So the analogy is that the southern side is compared to be the path of karmakanda.
那么实际上这是一种比喻了。这个南方被比喻为是 karma kanda， 就是功利性的活动。
Karma kanda means to perform fruitive activities to get some material gain。
那么 karma kanda 的意思就是从事功利性的活动，得到一些个功利性的结果。
And as we read in this verse, the Srimad Bhagavatam rejects all these types of activities: karma kanda, jnana kanda。
但是呢，如果我们读刚才的这个诗文的话，我们就会发现说，圣典薄伽瓦坛剔除了所有这些个什么功利性活动、思辨等等这些。
Because by the performance of karmakanda or sacrifices for fruitive gain, one continues to suffer.
因为一个人透过举行火祭啊，然后搞一些个功利性活动的那些个事情的话，他的最终的结论就是还是一直不断在这个世间受苦。
He gets the fruit of his sacrifices, but he has to take birth again and again and again.
透过举行这些个火祭，他是能够得到一些个好的结果，但是他必须一生复一生的投生来得到这些结果。
And sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, and sometimes he goes to the hellish planets.
然后呢，他的结局就是有的时候上升到天堂，有的时候下到地狱里去。
This is karmakanda.
这个就是 karmakanda 功利性活动织布的结果。
So he gets some pleasure from his sacrifice, but it's temporary.
也就是说，他可以透过举行祭祀啊等等，得到一些个短暂的功利性活动结果的一些个甜甜的滋味，但是最终是受苦。
So he continues to be bitten.
所以他就一直不断的就会被蛰咬，被大黄蜂蛰咬。
And on the western side is compared to be like the Jnanakanda.
那么在这个北方西方这个部分，指的就是知识思辨之部，可以了，差不多了。
Which is the process of jnana, right? Mental speculation.
这个指的就是用心智进行思辨的这个部分。
And by mental speculation, one can never capture the absolute truth.
而一个人想要透过心智思辨来追到绝对真理，那是不可能的事情。
Because to capture the absolute truth, as we said, you cannot capture with your mind and senses.
因为经典里说了，我们用我们的心念的速度，用我们的感官是没有办法追上绝对真理的。
And Lord Brahma gives the example in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么主 Brahma 在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里给举了一个例子。
That those who try to realize the absolute truth by this process of mental speculation.
那些个试图通过心智思辨来了解绝对真理的人
are those who try to look for wheat by beating an empty husk of wheat.
这个就像是那个农民哈，用那个棍子不断的去砸已经被打鼓打空了的那些谷壳一样，不断的在打那些空壳。
When you beat an empty husk of wheat, you get some result.
那当然了，你去一直不断的打那个谷物的那个空壳的话，你得到一些结果。
But it's not wheat.
但是你得到那个结果并不是那个谷物本身。
Because it's empty.
因为它已经空了嘛，那壳是空壳。
But you do get some result.
但是你还是能得到一些结果。
you get your hard labor.
也就是说你不断的就是付出辛苦的劳动，这就是你的结果。
So that's how Lord Brahma describes Gyanakanda. You get hard labor.
所以呢这个就是 Brahma, 这个指的就是如果一个人想要透过心智思辨去了解绝对真理的话，你除了付出辛苦的努力，没有别的结果。
Beating an empty husk of wheat to get grain.
这个就是那些个试图打一些个空谷壳想要得到谷物。
So Sarvajna says, don't dig for your treasure on the western side.
所以那个占星学家就说，你千万不要到那个北那个西边去挖那个宝藏。
Yes, if you do, you'll be constantly disturbed.
如果你这么做的话，你就会脑子就一直不断的受打扰。
And he says, if you dig on the northern side, you'll be devoured by a big black snake.
说但是呢，如果你去挖北边的话，你会到时候就会有一条大黑蛇。
And that's compared to the liberationists.
而这条大黑蛇被比喻为，实际上就是我们要的解脱。
Who want to merge into the absolute oneness?
那这种解脱是什么解脱呢？就是现在很多人在谈的，要跟神合一。
They get swallowed up by the absolute oneness.
他也就是到最后是被这种绝对的与神合一，成为一。这样的一个概念所吞没。
And will never gain access to the unlimited variety that exists on the spiritual platform.
这种人永远都得不到在灵性层面上所存在的各种各样、多种多样的这个甜美的结果。
Therefore, Savigya tells the poor man, "Don't dig on the northern side."
所以这个 Savigya 这个占星家就说，你也不要去北边挖。
But he tells him to dig on the eastern side.
但是呢，他告诉他说，你应该在东边挖。
And there you will find the treasure that is waiting for you.
在东边，你可以找到你要找到的财富。
What is that treasure?
那么这个财富是什么呢？
There is understanding that that treasure is Krishna, Krishna's service and love for Krishna.
所以这个财富就是 Krishna, 对 Krishna 的服务和对 Krishna 的爱。
That is the treasure.But which one can obtain by digging on the eastern side.
这个是在东边挖可以挖到的宝藏。
What is that service?
那么为至尊人做的服务是什么呢？
That is the abhideya.
那个就是阿比迭呀。
Abhideya is the means to achieve that. We understand our connection, and now we have to adopt some means to achieve that connection.
也就是说。刚才我们说了，我们首先要明白我们跟至尊人的关系，然后接下来明白了以后，究竟怎么能够达到那种状态呢？必须要有一些个方法。
What is the means?
那么那些个方法是什么呢？
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
就是聆听圣殿薄伽瓦堂。
It is the simplest method of mystic.
这个就是那么神奇的一个那么简单的方法。
Simply to hear the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
仅仅聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛里面所给予的信息就可以了。
Which right from the very beginning, it kicks out all other methods.
那么从一开始，只要我们一开始这么做，马上就把其他的所有的一切都给剔除了。
And it speaks on only one topic.
也就是在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里只谈一个主题。
Krishna.
Krishna.
Love of Krishna,
爱 Krishna,
and pure devotional service to Krishna.
纯为 Krishna 做纯粹的奉爱服务。
Simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
人仅仅透过聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的信息。
With faith.
而且是怀着信心聆听。
Then gradually one can actually achieve pure love of God.
人就可以逐渐逐渐的达到对神的纯粹的爱的。
Which is prayojana.
这个就是 prayojana.
Prayojana is the ultimate goal.
Prayojana 实际上是我们人生的最高的那个目标。
All of this is revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam.
而所有这一切的内涵都是在圣典薄伽瓦坛里揭示的。
If one very systematically studies the Srimad Bhagavatam,
人如果非常有系统的研究圣典薄伽瓦坛。
And here's the message of Srimad Bhagavatam from those who have understood.
而且从那些已经 了解了圣典薄伽瓦坛信息的人那里聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的话
Then it's explained in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam.
啊，那么就是在圣典薄伽瓦坛最初就解释说
Nasta pariyoshu abadeshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama shloke bhakti bhavati aishtaki By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam.
啊，所以就是我们每一次上就圣典薄伽瓦坛那个我让大家那个背的那两节诗也就是说有规律的聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的课
And by serving those devotees by hearing the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam from them
啊，那么透过聆听那些个奉献者讲述圣典薄伽瓦坛为他们做服务
All that is troublesome to the heart becomes practically destroyed
我们心中所有的那些个给我们制造麻烦的东西都会被清除掉。
And loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
然后为至尊人格守神做奉爱服务。
Becomes established as an irrevocable fact.
就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
This is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个就是圣典薄伽瓦坛的信息。
So this is just a little introduction.
这个只是对圣典薄伽瓦坛的一些个介绍。
And I told Janava I was going to stop at 5:30.
而我跟张老师说了，我这个5:30就要停了。
I have another engagement.
现在他还有下一个安排。Yes. Okay. 女人站的马哈拉。